I think we are at miscellaneous.
If you want to try it again, please.
Ken? Henry?
That's a Sunday.
We're going to have an audit committee after following the board that in the next board meeting, we're going to have an update of the actual expenditures to the 2016 budget. So that'll be an information item, so we can talk about that. Following that, we're also working on a plan to invoice the employer districts for some of the professional actuarial and the audit fees that was involved in the GASB 68 audit implementation. And that comes up to about $32,000 that we're going to be invoicing. The first year of implementation, it was a pass, but these fees are from the 2015 year, and so we're accumulating the current year, and we'll follow up with another invoice on that. That's just to recoup some of the...
Are those spread evenly over employers, or are they prorated?
No, there was a proration. We studied a couple different formulas and what was the best one.
Thank you.
Compensation.
Needless to say, you go to scholarships.
The bulk of this,
it's a good cost.
We're working on those bills in that. And lastly, to stay on top of online technology with banking, we've got a piece of equipment called the remote deposit capture scanning equipment, which actually takes pictures of checks.
Called a phone.
But in the banking business, it's a little zipper that goes through and reads all the codes and just follows it through, and so it's going to come right in. So Sarah is embarking on
The 21st century. Good. Join us.
That's
great.
Right.
I was going to say that someone talked to me before, years ago, about the advantages of using steel-coated friction devices, which we'll later on determine were nails.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So interesting. We'll see if you take a picture, you might take a picture of the same check again.
Well,
this one, it tells you, hey, you ran this one already once.
No, those are...
So you have that other issue, but anyway, so neat stuff coming up for us.
And do the employers know that they're going to be getting this invoice?
That issue was discussed before my time when the whole implementation was happening. I think Gail can speak to that, but there was discussions during the startup sessions and all that, but we can send another advice letter and ahead of time to say that they're participating.
Maybe if there was an earlier advice letter that goes back 2 or 3 years, making reference to that or actually including a copy with the invoice might be helpful. I'm just looking to temper anything that says, please send us money.
So it was brought up in the work group sessions that Sarah and the auditors and actuaries held. So, and they were pretty well attended by a diverse group of districts.
So the county's aware of it, although I'm sure when we see how large the bill is, there will still be some small gasps or something. I don't know.
We'll get into collection business.
I have two collection officers. Actually, so my public comment the last 2 meetings. So
yes, so we won't be having staff do check deposit runs to the bank and that kind of thing. And actually, you might be aware, but after 9/11, there was Check 21 legislation brought forth where you can actually, that's how we're able to take a picture of our checks and deposit them because of 9/11. On that note,
Karen, I was going to say just
nothing here.
Yeah.
There you go.
So next week, Brian Armstrong, the external auditor, will be here to present the results of the 2016 audit. Also, I did receive information from the current building owners here that they are going to start doing the exterior work that needs to be done. They actually forwarded to me some renderings of the outside work. They're going to take down the balcony that's out here. I think it's going to look much more modern than it currently does. So So they hope to have a permit in the next 3 weeks and then hope to be wrapped up before fall when the rain starts. And then they're going to be redoing the lobby and hallways and redoing the floors and walls. And
they're going to replace that ceiling joist that's ready to come down?
Yeah, so they're actually, those are outriggers, and they're going to be taking those down, actually. Okay. Yeah. Some of
them
look like...
It was a popular look in the 70s.
Yeah, it was.
Previous owner left them with a lot of deferred maintenance.
But I bet you they're going to get it done at half the price.
Ooh. They got a deal on the building.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Okay. I think Harvey. No, nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. Trustee. Candace.
And so yesterday we did have interviews for trustees. On the eve of our interviews, Debbie did withdraw her nomination due to her very heavy responsibilities at BART, and we're going to, hopefully this board will honor her. I think you were saying the first meeting in July, and it was very sad for me not to have Deborah reapply, because she's done such an exceptional job for the Board of Supervisors, and I have no doubt she would have been reappointed had she stayed in the pool. But we are delighted that both John and Jerry were reappointed, and Jerry is now in a full seat. He's not just an alternate for many of us. And then the new member is going to be Jay Kwan, and Jay Kwan is the individual who also holds a job as an employee of San Jose's retirement system, City of San Jose's retirement system. And both he and Dennis Regal, who is the other individual, the two finalists beyond our incumbents, you know, it was a very difficult decision. They both brought different skill sets. Dennis came from being the managing partner over Arthur Andersen's investment portfolios and retired. He'd only been in California for about 9 months, but I think would have quickly gotten up to speed. He interviewed very well in the beginning, preliminary interviews. And then Jay, of course, will not have a steep learning curve because he's very well qualified, Stanford undergraduate, went to Oxford, has advanced degrees. He will be a tremendous asset, nice guy to work with, so we're looking forward to him coming, despite losing
money. What does he do in San Jose again?
He works in their investments.
Investment officer.
He's an investment officer, a deputy. He's
San Jose Police and
Fire. He handles their
city plan or police equity. Plan?
City. Is it city or is it police and fire? I don't recall which it is.
I thought it was a city.
I thought it was a city of San Jose.
It's a city. It's they have two funds.
Right.
Police and fire.
I'm pretty sure it's a city.
And it is, they operate under a charter, which I don't think has the PEPRA.
No, they're not PEPRA. But he's in charge of the, he's the investment officer for the global equity, passive equity portfolio, so that's his concentration.
Dandel resident, lives in Contra Costa, nice guy. So I think we'll all enjoy working.
Yeah, you say easy learning curve. This is a tough seat.
It is.
When you're the alternate, it's a very difficult
seat.
Not if
you don't catch the typos anymore.
Yep. Touché.
I want to say I was... the last one on the agenda. So when I walked in, the lobby was full of people, and the room was full of people, hundreds of people, and I thought, of course, they were all there to see Jerry.
Yeah, sure they were. They were. This was the top of everybody's. Something about a jail.
Something about jails and smoking. Yeah, it turned out to be the draw, not our scintillating testimony.
I was going to say, I watched all the people while you were talking, and they were doing the same thing with me there back there. They were listening to every word we had to say. It was one of the more interesting interviews I've ever gone through. 300 people in the audience.
A little intimidating. At least they weren't calling you names, so there you go.
I was carefully looking at the signs because I didn't think we would prompt demonstrators, but I thought it was possible.
Yeah. All about no flavors, keep flavors, and no sales.
Yeah, it was unique.
Yeah.
Any, Debbie, would you, this is going to be Debbie's last meeting.
Yes, this is my last meeting. Unfortunately, I have a conflict at the next meeting. As a result of being a BART director, I'm now on multiple other boards, including Capitol Corridor. So we have a very important Capitol Corridor meeting that conflicts with this next week. But I do want to thank all of you. I've thanked the supervisors for giving me this opportunity, because this truly was the best learning opportunity of my life, given, you know, and I think some of you know my career in history in accounting and CPA and all of that. This has been fascinating. It has been never a dull moment, volatile at times. And I've enjoyed getting to know all of you, as well as some of the past board members that came and went, along with the staff members. What a huge difference now compared to 6 years ago. That's all I can say. 6 years ago, this was a board that fought continuously over every little piece of minutia, and I'm so pleased that this board and the staff, the staff turnover, I think, has been great. Gail, you've been a great leader, and I think you've risen to the occasion of what we expected, and so I just couldn't be more pleased with where this board is now compared to 6 years ago, and I think you two know what I'm talking about. other than that, a few little words of wisdom for the future, not a lot, because but a couple of things that are very important to me, and that is that this board continue to look at the bigger picture of the overall sustainability of pension plans for the future, for the future generations. It's really easy to get caught up in, you know, what's before us today, but I encourage all of you to continue to think about the future, and can we meet even the current 7% rate of return out into the future? That's been a driving cause for me. I think we've achieved a lot. I wrote in a letter to the supervisors a little summary of where this pension plan was 6 years ago and where it is now, just strictly in numbers of the unfunded liability and the rate of return. And I think people lose sight of the fact that we have reduced the unfunded liability amount and increased our funded percentage, even after having reduced the assumed rate of return by 0.75 point. That is huge. This issue came up in the BART board recently when actuaries presented to BART, and they used Contra Costa as a comparator of surrounding systems to what our health was at BART, but the actuary stood before us with a nice little chart showing Contra Costa in San Francisco and Alameda County and others around BART and BART's funded percentage, but failed to mention to the public that all those other systems were at 7.5 and 7.75 rate of return, and Contra Costa was at 7, and used them as a comparator. There just isn't a comparison there. We are much healthier than our surrounding systems, and I think we've become a thought leader among SACRs. I think, you know, the outside of the box thinking here, allowing Tim and his group to move forward with new innovative thinking, that's what really pleases me as I leave here. So thank you all for what you do and for the opportunity as well.
Would any other trustee like to follow that?
No. Not
one. I have to skip out, but I want to say thank you, and I'm gonna miss you and your leadership. I learned a lot from you when I came on, because I was, you know, blind, like everybody who gets appointed and comes on doesn't know what to do. So thank you for everything. We'll have more time to talk about it.
We'll talk. And I don't know, I was going to say I could probably come back at the very beginning of the next meeting for 15 minutes, but that's not going to get Jerry his cake. And yeah, I truly apologize, Jerry, for bagging out on your cake.
We're going to have one delivered to you at the BART
so
meeting.
So I think probably if we just do something at the July meeting, I'm happy to come to the end of that one, and if that's what you want to do. But not necessary.
I think we should formally recognize you.
And the Fed raised
The rate's quarter
point. Did they raise it?
Raised it today.
Okay. About an hour ago. And quarter point. Okay. Quarter point.
And can I ask that we adjourn in I guess, memory and unfortunate solace of two people lost their lives just this morning at the post office in San Francisco in
UPS. Actually, it was UPS, but still.
Oh, I thought.
Another parcel.
Yeah. Another gun incident?
UPS, I'm sorry. Yes, an employee felt necessary to go into the employer and took the lives of at least one person. I'm not sure if the gunman was one of them. So.
Wow.
For adjourning, any other trustee comments? In that case, let us adjourn in memory of the loss of the two employees at UPS this morning.
Amen.
You're adjourned. Thank you. Oh, we have the audit committee.